Dave. Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. Hey, we're just getting the panel cranking here for today's disability special. Broadcast. Hey, thanks for joining us, and good morning, everybody, to Billabong Beats live here at the studios at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. I'll be taking you through till 11 o'clock today, and Pauline will be our guest presenter. Will be taking over from there. I hope to speak to Uncle Ned Hargraves this morning. From he's a Walpri uncle, and he does a lot of very important work with the repatriation of our people's bones and other sacred objects. So he travels around and quite extensively, and he does that. It's a very important job. And he's also Kumudai Walker's uncle, the gentleman who was shot in the back up there at Yindamu. Yeah, so that's Uncle Ned Hargraves there. Hopefully we'll get him on the line at about 10:30. Or so, but look, I've just got a couple of songs we want to play here. And, we'll be right back. He's Uncle Ned Hargraves, and Keep Your Culture. Okay, we're right back to Tricia.
No quieras, look at the price we have paid. Look at us, look at the life we have made. Keep your culture, keep your land. Will you stop before our ways are dead? Will you stop before our ways are dead?
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Yeah, welcome back to you, Mob. And that was Uncle Ned Hargraves there singing. And now I'm just going to put on some footage of Uncle talking about mining and stuff. Okay, and so we'll be right back after this. It's Uncle Ned Hargraves talking.
It's hidden what our government doing to us. They are killing us. You know that. The reason I say this, because sometimes, I mean all the time, we have our own indigenous people who are doing the in negotiation. Why? If I give you a paper that is written in Wurundjeri, will you sign it? Tell me.
No.
Will you sign it? Why?
You wouldn't understand it, yeah.
Why you want to sign it? Because you don't know what I've written there. What are you signing for? What are you signing for? That's the whole thing for mining, for fracking, for everything else that goes on with Yapa people today. When I say Yapa, that is an indigenous, native Yapa people of Australia. You go back to our country, to NT, there are so many of our loved ones who are on dialysis, who are losing life. Why? Because the government doesn't give a damn. It doesn't give a damn. And you know that. Because why? Tala, money. Money talks. That's why. Right now, we have a biggest problem in Udamu. The water is going low. Why? Because the government won't put any money, won't help us build or set up another system. Why? Because money, they want to keep it. They want us to die. They want us to lose. They want the land. They want the things that they want in our country. In our Ngoro, our Chokorpa, our Korowari comes first. When I say Chokorpa, it means dreaming. Dreaming. When I say law, when I say Korowari, meaning law. What is it to us? It's all because of money. Brothers and sisters today, who are standing with us today, I want to say thank you. Because you are looking at the life of our human beings. Our brother here talked about us, talked about a lot of the things that happened there. It is similar. It is the same thing that what government are doing. They want the land. They want everything in that land.
Are we going to share something?
I'm just going to share something with you. Okay. And some of the areas where the uranium's where they put. And also, we have I want to share something with you about my Jogurpa. And what that Jogurpa is cutting off because they want to drill, they want to put pipelines, which they don't have a clue what it means. It is so extremely important to us. Jogurpa, Kuruwari is one.
It's massive.
If you can see, if you look very carefully, in all those areas, there are uranium. In significant places, in our Chukurpa, in our Kuruwari, our Chukurpa, it's destroying our land, our Chukurpa, our Kuruwari. In all that area there, you can see. And in some areas, they got militaries, which we don't even know. We don't know. Who is putting them there? Our friend government, who is looking after us. They don't even consult with anybody in the community that this is what we're having there. We're going to put someone there to look after the country. Like bloody hell. You know? It's not good. I wanted to show you this map because in all that significant area, Chukurpa, Kuruwari, there's all these uranium happening and gold mines. Last year, if you had a look at the YouTube, you'll see me kicked out from the office. Why? Me kicked out from the office. Why? I'm trying to say no, 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 no gas pipes. But the people who are looking after us were so-called Indigenous Corporation, the CLC. You might have heard it. Some of you might have heard of it. They're the people looking after us. But they're playing the game. They're playing the game. Why? Because they want money. They want to destroy our country, our Chukurpa, our Kuruwari. That's what it is. So it's very sad. Today, our people in our communities, remote communities, are suffering. We got pipelines. We got gas. We got minings. Once upon a time, Granite's gold mine had significance. Bush foods. You could get off the car and just go out there and get it. But now because of the gold mine, it's all disappeared. You know? It's all disappeared. It is so sad for us. But we have people like yourselves today, our brothers and sisters, no matter what who you are, who are fighting, seeing the needs of our community, of our people, of our Chukurpa and our Kuruwari. That is true. That is Chuma. I'll sing you a song today, at the end today. And this one talks about gas. Not only that, it talks about taking away our land and also taking away our children and what the land is for us. So its significance that what God has put for us and human helps us destroy our land, our Chukurpa, our Kuruwari, and the people surround us. This one I wrote this song early last year about, it's about fracking and the needs of our country.
Tomorrow.
yeah. Say thank you for Nakamura for inviting me, and thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and that was Uncle Ned Hargraves there, people. Walpriola, he talking about mining on his country, and he's protecting his tupaka, or dreaming. Look, I'm just going to chuck a song on here. This is a Disability Day for 3CR. And so we'll be getting Pauline. She'll be on the microphone soon, I think. But we're just going to chuck one of these a song on by Gurumul, and then we'll be right back with some more footage of Uncle Ned Hargraves talking about guns in police with guns in Aboriginal communities. Okay, so I just stay with us, please. Listen to 3CR.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the program, people. It's just gone 10:23, and soon we'll have, I think Pauline's coming on online. She'll be coming into the studio live here for our Disability Day. And this morning we've played some footage from Uncle Ned Hargraves, who does some very important work from the seat of his wheelchair. And he collects, he repatriates our people's skeletal remains, their bodies, their bones, and sacred objects. And just recently, Uncle's just come back from Germany. We've been repatriating our sacred objects and bones. And he's also, he runs a campaign. His nephew was shot dead by police at Yindamu in 2019, Kumajai Walker. So he's running a campaign around police guns in Aboriginal communities. Yeah, so I'm just going to chuck that one on for you. And look, it's just gone 10:24, and we'll be right back.
I've got a special guest on the line, senior custodian, an elder from Yindamu, who's been, I've been talking to him for the last couple of years about this, the case, the death in custody case up there. Kumajai Walker, and I've been following Ned around the place. He's just come back from Canberra, and he's on his way. He's gone back to Alice now, but he's on his way back out again to Brisbane for that conference, or Mianjin, where they're going to have that conference, Disrupt Land Forces. Unc, are you on the line there?
Yes, yes.
Thanks for coming on, Unc.
Yep.
I seen a photograph of you the other day on Facebook or something where you was at in Canberra there looking for
yeah, well actually it was kind of, you know, it was really cold in Canberra, and I'm glad that we went and spoke with Minister Aboriginal Affairs Linda.
Linda Burney, yeah.
And Linda Burney, as well as
Lydia Thorpe. Did you speak to Lydia?
Scrimshaw. I spoke to Scrimshaw and Melanderi, as well as Lydia Thorpe.
Okay. Lydia Thorpe. Yeah, deadly.
Yeah.
So what was they give you any support?
Well, with Linda, we spoke about patriation and the stuff about no guns in the community, and you know, we want something in place, like family, and to run our own community events and community things in the community, and run it, and have our hospitals and everything back. And we talked about the guns, because the guns very
intimidating.
It's intimidated, and also it's we feel as a community right across Central Australia, we feel that, you know, I don't know about other people, but every time I see a gun, I get goosebumps, and my hair stands up, you know. Oh my goodness, this is, you know, this man of the country.
Yeah, I can hear you.
The other day, the police came, saw me about something, and he wanted to come through the gate, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, I'd like you to just just stay there. I'll be with you in a few minutes. So I'll talk to you.
Did they listen to
as
that?
You there? Me at this side. As from now on, that's what I do. I don't.
Well, you know, like it makes sense to me. Like, our people had a law that took care of business for a long time.
Yes.
We had a sustainable, beautiful law. It was fair.
Well, once upon a time, we trusted police. I mean, you know, there is some bad apples, some very good police, and they are very understandable. And the ones that are very good, the ones who actually in the community, locally, every day.
Who know you?
They know the community and very well, you know, and to get along. But these city slings and town slings and whatever. That is the problem that we have, because they don't know the community. They don't know who to talk to, you know, where to go. And all they do is just come in and do whatever they want. But I think with no guns in the community, we think it would be safe, because nobody, no young fellow would ever be being shot, killed.
Yeah, why can't they, before they come into your community, they've got to talk to the elders first?
Well, because
first thing off, they got to speak to the elders, and they decide whether you come in or not.
Well, that's the thing that we want to put place in. And at this coronial, well, we want to put that in place. We want to, you know, say to, you know, we're running the community, we own the community. This is our turf. This is our boundary.
Well, that would be respecting. That would be giving you respect if they did that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And that would help so much. I think that would be the end of all the problems in the community, if our respect for the law of the place.
I keep on saying to myself all the time, as it was, you know, like before, we had community members of very strong ourselves, you know.
Yes.
We were strong, and we were always saying, no guns. You know, we didn't, you know, we said no guns, and we always reminded, you know, community, town clerk, anybody. And we would say to them, it comes through the council. It comes through the tribal council.
You'd think
we,
so.
The people, decide from there.
That's a simple solution to me. You know, why can't the police call you and say, we've got a problem with someone there, and they talk to you about it first, before running in there with guns?
Well, like I said, you know, like the community says, you know, this bad apple just came in and took over. Like, you know, he just went in.
Yeah. He was really bad.
He knew everybody. Like, no, he didn't know everybody. He didn't know what he was doing.
So,
go on. But I hope after the coronial, we will have this place, have these things in place. That, you know,
I hope you do too.
We're the first people you come see.
Yes.
We're the people give you structure, whether you don't come or you come.
And how you do things on our space here, how you do things too. There's got to be some respect for you.
Well, you know, you don't see day to day Indigenous first, our people, our tribe, our warriors, walking around with fear. You don't see that every day, no. So why should we, you know, put up with these policemen with guns in the community?
Yeah,
in the communities.
There's something more to it.
I
think there's something more to it. I just want to get you off that land so they can get at it.
Yeah.
What's underneath it?
Well, if they want to play with their toy, then they can play it in the cities and towns, not in the remote communities. That's all we want. We don't want guns in remote communities. That's all we want.
So you're heading over to Brisbane tomorrow?
Well, Yes.
What do you hope to see happen there?
Yeah, well, I was invited to a rally, and also I was invited to come to go there to give a speech.
Yeah, cool.
About guns.
Yeah, mad.
And you know, I am delighted to do that. You know, I'm really wanting to go there and help, and to, you know, talk about the guns and that. Because look, we need to, somewhere along the line, we need to put a stop.
I agree.
You know, people need to respect our decision, how things that we want.
I'm really glad you're going, Unc. I'm really glad they're going to hear your voice and you know. People don't really know what happens in our communities. They need to hear it, you know. Yeah. And I think you can explain it to them. And the time's come. This has got to end, this sort of killing of our people.
Yes,
the way that what's going on here, you know.
So. This has got to end, and, you know, it's got to end because we can't keep on going like this. I don't know what got here, white people think.
We've got a lot of support out there. There is a lot I wouldn't be here if I didn't have that non-Aboriginal, but there is a lot of non-Aboriginal support, lots of it.
Yes, I know that.
It's got to harness it right, yeah.
I must say that, you know, we do have lots of supporters. Who are saying to me every time that, you know, you hang in there, mate. You do what you think is right for your community. Well,
that's why your voice is so important, Unc.
Yeah.
They need that. These non-Aboriginal people need your voice there too. That gives them strength.
Yes, and that's why I am really honored to go to this conference, because we need to get the voice out there.
I reckon.
And you know, get the guardians to think about.
All right, Russ. All right. Well, you take care, and hope it all goes well again up there in safe journeys.
Mate. Yep, mate.
All right, mate. Okay. See you then. It's Ned Hardgraves from Yendamu. He's an elder. Been working on the issue of deaths in custody and questioning why police are running into our communities with guns.
Yes.
Paramilitary. Our people haven't
got... Yeah, welcome back to the program, people. So that was an interview with Robbie Thorpe and Uncle Ned Hargraves, and talking about guns in Aboriginal communities, the police guns. We're hoping to get Uncle Ned Hargraves on live here in the studio soon, on air, to talk about all the work that he does do. Between here and there, we're going to put on another song, and we'll be right back with you people. You listen to Tracy R.
Thank you.
mob out there. I just got to tone that one down because we've got our special guest on the line. It's Uncle Ned Hargraves. I didn't do it properly. Are you there, Uncle?
Yes, I'm here, mate. Thank you.
Good morning. You're speaking with Gavin from Billabong Beats here at 3CR. And we just wanted to talk about all the amazing work you do from the seat of your wheelchair, from advocating for mining, no mining in your country, and also your nephew that was killed by police, shot dead by police in 2019. And I understand you've just got back from Germany as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've been everywhere.
So the important work you do is with repatriating our people's bones. That is connected to our Tukubara, or your Tukubara?
Yeah, your Tukubara. And, significantly, you know, kind of took it away. What they meant is that my people meant was... as appreciation, in goodwill, keep your peace. Because what are you doing to our children? And we're treating our children, and I want to give you this so that you can. The blanket, Elbrella, somewhere. I'm just talking to my son.
No worries, Uncle. That's all good. Yeah.
Our people worked with Korea.
Yes.
Fortuna. They gave to Korea so that in a good way, you know, like teaching them, take them hunting and, you know, educate them. But they took it the wrong way.
Yeah.
They took it the wrong way, like, you know, they...
They're not listening?
And thinking that want to keep it, but it was appreciation.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I didn't want to give it to you, like,
Yeah.
But just to, you know.
I understand, Uncle, you just got back from Germany repatriating thousands of objects. Yeah.
Not only Germany, there's a whole lot of our objects.
What other places are they in, Uncle? What other places are the bones in and objects?
You know, places like New Zealand. Yeah. Main one, I think it's the biggest one, is at Switzerland. Biggest mob of stuff.
Where was that, Uncle?
In Switzerland. Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, Switzerland. Yeah, right.
That's where most of the objects, biggest mob.
Where do they hold them, Uncle? Are they in drawers, or are they in cabinets, or are they in boxes downstairs or something?
I assume it's in the box or something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But when we went to Germany, we 52 years it's been there, and all our sensitive ones, all the other objects that weren't supposed to be there for a very long time.
And they're objects connected to your Tukubara?
Especially the sensitive ones should be brought back because, anyway, we got that, but some of them back. Yeah. But we want to, next trip, maybe, I don't know, we're going to plan is maybe to go to Switzerland so that we can get some of those other stuff back to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Uncle, why are our bones and objects over there?
What?
Why are our ancestors?
Like I said, you know, our old people, you know, they came and visited, and all they were doing is telling them stories, taking them out bush and hunting and showing them, you know, to survive water holes, you know, sausages, food, you know, all this and that.
Yeah.
But when they saw these objects, like the artifacts, they got the wrong idea, I think, because they took it with them.
Yeah.
Took it with them, and never thought about it to bring them back or send them back or something.
Yeah.
But we went down and we made agreement.
Yeah.
That we work together, but we want those objects back with us. So
isn't it typical of the white man? He assumes that he owns it all. You know what I mean? He assumes ownership over it.
No, it's not belong to them.
No.
It belongs to us, you know, the community, and we told them that we want them back.
And you do other important work with mineral, with anti-uranium that's in your country as well, Uncle.
That's the other one, yes.
Yeah.
And we don't really agree with, you know, the fracking and all that other stuff, that gas, gold and everything is taken. White men taking it away from us. You know, they think they own the thing.
Yeah.
But they don't own it.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, and this uranium is connected to the ancestors. Are the ancestors in the Tukuba connected to this uranium?
Yeah. With Tukuba and Kuruwari, it belongs to them. The ground, you know, belongs to us, Yapa.
Uh-huh.
And we say to them that, you know, you cannot dig up a great big hole and leave it.
Leave it in the ground.
And leave a big, great big hole behind. That's not what we want. That's not the agreement that we decided to do. We want you to cover it up.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fracking out there as well is affecting the people as well. I do believe that this mining uses a lot of water, Uncle, and they put it back into the environment.
Yes.
But
they don't. All they want that is just getting at what they want.
Yeah.
And leaving a great big hole in it.
I think it's disgusting. Yeah. All right, and also, your nephew Kumutai Walker was shot dead by police in 2019 at Yindamu.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're running a campaign on police. And guns in Aboriginal communities.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you maybe tell us a little
bit? This is the problem with this government. They should change the rules, the law.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's only Wollongong, you know, when they're in trouble, when the police are in trouble, they don't ever get charged.
They don't, do they? No. It's like, you know, all that, yes?
When they came in, the first day they came in, they think they climbed the land.
Yeah.
And who are these people anyway?
That's right. Yeah, who are they?
So,
I think you're doing a lot of fantastic work, Uncle. And you've just got back from Brisbane also?
I've actually been to Adelaide, and I've been to Melbourne, I've been to Canberra a few times, and then I came back, and I just came back the other day, so...
You're right.
Yeah.
And that's, you do some very important work for your mob there, Uncle, and indeed for all our Aboriginal people in Australia, and from the CD wheelchair, you know. Thanks very much for the repatriating, you know, our people's remains and sacred...
I want to do something about my wheelchair, yeah.
Yeah. And so you've also recorded a few songs as well, haven't you?
Yes, I want to I want to do some more recording songs, some more songs for you.
I think I've got a few here, and so I'm going to chuck one on, and it's Ned Jukba. There's got a few songs here, and I'm going to chuck one of those on. We've just played a song by you. Here it is up top, Eagle versus Drone, Ceasefire. Yeah. Hey, look, Uncle, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. So,
no worries.
Yeah, I should be in Melbourne next week.
Oh, great.
With Uncle Robbie's court case.
Okay, yeah, great. It'll be fantastic to have you here in the studio to talk about all the stuff you've been doing. Look, thanks again, Uncle, and I wish you all the best. And we'll speak to you again in about a week.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Uncle. Bye. Yeah, that was Uncle Ned Hargraves there, people, a Waipori elder. And he does a lot of very important work for our people, you know, repatriating people's bones, and also he's campaigning for police to have no guns in our communities. So while I find another song of his, this could be one down here, we'll be right back, New Mob. Listen to 3CR. Hey, Mob out there in Radio Land. Hey, we're just going to be wrapping it up now for Disability Week, I think it is, Disability Special Broadcast. And we've had Uncle Ned Hargraves on the line. He's an elder from the Waipori Nation. And he also plays the music as well. And I believe this is one of his songs that we're going to be listening to. But I think we might have enough for about two songs to go, so I'm going to chuck a short one on, and then we'll be right back. This one's by the legendary Dave Arden and the Koori Youth Band.
This is called One Step Forward. It's our last song.
you're smoking in the breeze. See the tree swaying, but the roots they freeze. Then I go one step forward, two steps backward. 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 That's it for us.
Right.
Good night.
Yeah, let's hear it for the Koori Youth.
Yeah, that was the legendary Dave Arden there with the Koori Youth Band. And thanks for being with us today, you mob out there in Radio Land, for 3CR's Disability Day broadcast. And we've had Uncle Ned Hargraves on the line this morning talking about all the fantastic work he does. He also is a singer and composer of music. And so I'm going to take you out today with one of his songs. We can catch up with Uncle Ned Hargraves next week in Melbourne, around town somewhere. And be sure also to tune into all the other Indigenous broadcasters. Thanks for being with us this morning. Please stand by.
Jails. Full of our children. You said they broke your law. We cannot stand it. We cannot be ignored. Our laws were followed here long before you reach our shores. White man expects us to follow your law, but you never learn how. Searching for our rights and the truth to be told. When the push comes to shove, our rights gets ignored.